Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What? Don't be sad, dude.
This is really depressing.
It's not that depressing. We have a pick tonight.
As of 1 o'clock.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe they make a deal. You want to, maybe there'll be some wheeling and dealing.
That's what you want. I want there to be a plan. That's it. Whatever that plan is, I can live with.
Mm-hmm.
But can you honestly say you feel that there's a plan?
You know my feelings on it, right? It doesn't feel that way.
Right.
I don't even mind if the plan is go young. I don't even mind if that's the plan.
I don't care what the plan is. I just want to know what it is. I want to know that in 3 years, we're not going to say, here's another pick, OKC.
I think everybody's up to OKC's.
How about Houston?
The jig is up for
OKC. They're right behind them.
Houston's got picks. So does San Antonio.
Between Houston and OKC, they have like 12 or 13 picks.
Mm-hmm.
And San Antonio. That's why every time you hear a trade, they go, oh, San Antonio, OKC, Houston.
Yeah, I'm aware. I just think it's funny that you're getting like up to speed today. Like you just realized it was tax day.
I just realized it was this bad. I didn't think it was this bad.
Today was the Rozier trade. That's the thing that's funny. We still owe that.
This is like Hassan Whiteside?
Yeah. It was a big albatross, you know.
No.
People didn't want to pay him. Talk to fish.
Dan, that's like you're saying you still owe rent for your old girlfriend years ago.
I think what happened
like
was...
You still have to pay your portion of the light bill from 5 years ago to your ex.
I could be wrong, but I feel like there was a finagling of protection. That's why it's taken so long. That's why. So they punted a little bit.
Punting! Wait. Let me get this straight. So you're saying the Heat are in this position because of their wizardry and their finagling? Please! No more finagling!
What?
You've done it wrong! I want to use the other F word, but I like this job!
I think you broke Leroy today, for real.
I don't know why, because we're going to get a really great pick at 20. Adam Simon knows what he's doing. He's been to the pro days.
I think the bigger story is...
You know what that sounds like?
What?
That sounds like somebody's going to be working tonight.
I am working tonight.
I know!
Well, if they let me in. I could still be paying ramifications for Monday's rant.
No, Karen S. said it right. Owing money to a girlfriend that's actually rich, too.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
A little bit.
Right.
A little bit.
Right. Dude.
I can't get mad about this one. Like,
can we say this? And you know who's in the same, who's going down the same path?
Mm-hmm. Who? Dolphins?
Yes!
What do you mean?
Because they've traded a whole bunch of first rounders for all these players that they would. It was fun, though.
Schmeathan says, is Adam Simon the one who chose Precious Achiuwa over Maxey? He was, but in fairness.
No, there's no fairness.
In fairness.
There's no fairness. I don't care.
Hold on.
Who's fair to us?
Hold on.
What about us?
But in fairness to him, First of all, it was COVID year. Okay. That was a tough year. You couldn't scout guys, couldn't bring them in. All right. Second of all, that was Tyler Hero coming off of the bubble year.
Hold on. They drafted somebody that runs like Napoleon Dynamite.
That's not true.
Go look at
that. That's not funny.
He does. He runs like Napoleon Dynamite. I cooked you a delicious bass. I'm all messed up, man. Go on. So, hold on.
You haven't recovered since I've given you this news an hour ago.
No, I'm not going to recover.
You should.
I'm going to go home and hit the hooch. Early drinking. I'm like really, like, I can't imagine that you owe a pick to the team that just won the championship.
That was a successful trade, though. You can't deny that.
What?
It was. It was a successful trade.
What?
The Jimmy Butler trade.
Did you win any championships?
No, but you went very far.
Did they win that? They won it.
Well, they didn't trade it with them, though. So, like, you can't sit here and be like, for example, the Heat's part of the trade. The Heat came out of that trade way better than the Clippers did. You can't even deny that.
Now we're comparing the Heat to the
Clippers? No, I'm just saying. Like,
there you go. You've already lost.
No, I'm just saying.
The Clippers have been a dumpster fire for 30 years.
I don't understand why you're so this upset. You haven't cared about the draft like this ever. Now all of a sudden you're Jonathan Givony?
When you bring up, we got to pay off that Hassan Whiteside debt, yes, then it hurts. Because I haven't seen Hassan Whiteside in how long?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
I think 4 years.
How long has it been with the Heat?
I mean, it was that last year, 2018. 2018 was the last year with the Heat.
7 years ago.
7 years.
And we are now paying a debt for a guy that used to talk to his fish.
I think he still talks to his fish.
But do you understand?
Nothing wrong with that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with that.
That was like the beginning of our show. Two years.
A couple years.
Because I remember you carrying on about Hassan Whiteside. Love that guy. Nobody doing it with blocks.
I did like Hassan Whiteside.
And you know what? Nobody's doing it with first rounders.
He just...
And that's what the Heat are doing.
Right.
Like, can you imagine?
Okay, but he didn't get fleeced in this deal.
Dude, can you imagine?
I'm just not going to sit here and...
If you paid a bill like this to the IRS, it would be called tax evasion.
I'm not going to sit here and say that the Jimmy Butler trade was a bad trade. It's silly. It's a silly argument.
Okay.
You know they gave up 2 first-round picks for Goron.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to get down there.
Do you need some BB aspirin?
Do you not remember... Do you not remember years ago... When I played you the clip of Pat Riley, when he said to Ira Winderman, I'm not a draft pick guy.
We had the big three and everything was great.
We didn't have the big three at that time. We had Deion, James Johnson, and Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, that was hashtag third hour.
Yeah. And then.
I did that fourth hour. What was I doing when all this was going on? I'm probably the guy that everybody call a party pooper because I would say, I don't want to invest that much in my future.
You weren't the party pooper. You weren't a party pooper. You see, you don't get to just say now that you're sobering up that we didn't have a good time. We had a good time. Okay?
No, I had a better time with the big three.
Okay, you had a better time. That's fine.
And it doesn't seem like we gave up that many draft picks.
We did. We gave up a ton of picks.
But look at what we got for it.
We gave up picks.
Look at what we got for it.
Yes.
Okay? Look what we got for it.
You can be mad about the Terry Rozier trade. You can't be mad about this
OKC. OKC sucked for 2 years,
yeah,
and now they got 6 first rounders and a championship.
Hey, throw on your cape, Captain Hindsight. I'm aware.
Captain.
I didn't see you complaining when you were chanting Jim VP with me.
I was chanting it because I didn't want it. Because if I don't chant it, everybody calls me a party pooper.
Well, now you're being a post-party pooper. No, you're like, why did we party so hard?
We didn't party hard. We didn't get to win the championship.
We partied pretty hard.
We got close.
We got Jokic.
I mean, party regret.
We got close.
We got Jokic.
You know what? I just woke up next to an ugly chick.
Wow, way to go ahead and start shaming.
I'm not shaming. I'm just saying. That's what happens when you party like it's 1999.
After having all your fun.
Tier says, yeah. It's almost as if Leroy doesn't listen to the show.
What?
He just can't keep trying.
Where was I?
Should I have you come in on draft day in 2 years when the Terry Rozier pick is owed?
Oh, my goodness. So we still...
I told you that an hour ago.
That's like... Wait. That's like paying for a car that you don't drive anymore.
Did you not see why I was so furious with him this year? Why do you think my rage was boiling with him? By the way, he is back in the lab working out. Good to see. T-Row.
What is he doing? Neck roll?
Don't give him a nickname.
You're great. Wait, wait.
About him.
Wait a minute.
What?
You.
What?
Cannot give that man a nickname.
It's not a nickname. It's a shortened, hyphenated name for him. T-Row.
I don't care. No, you ain't on T. To him, it's Terry Rozier for you.
That's not
because
fair.
You have trashed that guy for 2 years.
Call him by his government name.
Yes.
First of all, it hasn't been for 2 years. It's been World One. I didn't get mad at him for his neck not working. Didn't say, it was not like
you
I called.
You threw a little shade.
I didn't throw any shade. You're just making things up. -1, Jennifer.
No.
Why are you lashing out?
Why did I throw shade during his neck breaking year?
Somebody. Yeah. The heater in debt. 2005 Honda Civic with rims. $30,000. Yes. Yes. They were like, they bought it. They bought that Honda from a buy here, pay here. What's Leroy's choice of hooch? I tell you what, I've been into this. What is it called? Starts with a B. What's the
B
whiskey with a B?
B.
It's in a red box.
Bourbon.
I mean, it's bourbon's the only thing you think of, but I don't know the brand.
Here, I'll look it up. But it's. It's in a rum cask, so it's scotch, but it's kind of got a little sweetness to it.
A little sweetness.
Excellent. I'm on my horse.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I usually, during our Super Bowl party,
yep,
or whatever, I usually go get a very nice bottle of scotch. right?
Yes, sir.
The 1 year where we drank the smoky stuff, it was disgusting, but I tried. The guy told me, gave me some bad advice. I'm going to tell you guys this. So it was a gift of mine, and it was very inexpensive, but it was great. Glenlivet Caribbean Reserve. I think that's it.
That's what somebody else texted me. They said that's what you were talking about.
Yes.
So that's cool.
And it was awesome.
Speaking of awesome, our Panthers, they're enjoying.
Still partying.
Still partying, enjoying time in the Bahamas. Matthew Tkachuk has just posted on his Instagram page a photo from the Bahamas.
Oh, boy.
And as you can see there, it looks like we have a shirtless AJ Greer. We have Matthew Tkachuk, not shirtless, a little bashful Matthew Tkachuk. Sam Reinhart, Aaron Ekblad, and then our boy Marchand there at the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
don't say at the bottom.
That came off bad. I didn't mean it like that.
I mean,
he's just tiny. Like, he's tiny. He
they is. Go, hey, whose kid is with him? He's too. He's not old enough to drink.
Man, he is a small Frenchman.
That's what I'm saying. He's tiny, man.
We're not known for our stature so much. Not known for our stature.
Marchand.
Marchand.
Here is them at Dairy Queen, and Matthew Tkachuk says, thanks for welcoming me into the squad. So I guess he didn't do the trips during the season. But now, Dairy Queen. Oh, looks like we got Gustav Forsling there as well with baby Gus.
Oh, did they go to...
They let you in without a shirt?
They went to Dairy Queen and...
In the Bahamas.
They let you in without a shirt?
They have a Dairy Queen in the Bahamas?
I guess so.
I think they'll allow you.
Man, I'll walk
I think that. Wait. First of all, let's not act like that's just anybody. You know what I mean?
Do you think that like Gustav Forsling's baby is already diving all over the place, just stopping people in the midst of the playroom?
I think there's all kind of shenanigans going on there.
Gustav Forsling's kids like already just stopping other kids from trying to get to the toy chest.
Also, I like the wife. Like, yeah, I'll go out and drink on an island. And, oh, yeah, by the way, take the baby with you.
Yeah, no, take him.
Yeah. Drunk hockey players that have been drunk for a week now. Oh, take the baby. Have fun. Take him to Dairy Queen.
Baby,
to get some ice cream.
Where's Gustav Jr.? Oh, he's with Uncle Matty, Uncle Matthew Tkachuk and AJ Greer. They're like, what
they
you
bring
want?
Him back. He's smiling. He's missing a tooth.
Yeah, little Gustav Jr. He's like, Mama, punch.
He somehow has a tattoo.
Yeah, he has a tattoo.
Matthew Tkachuk has to be the person on the team like they would trust the least to watch their kids. Like, I feel like if
I was amazed at Marchand, three kids.
Yeah,
and that one that was really tall. Got some questions.
I mean, like, you'd look at that squad and, like, Matthew Tkachuk. Like, if you're going to have somebody babysit your kid, it would be like, I feel like Evan Rodriguez, responsible.
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, Sergei Bobrovsky would, like, have your kid already, like, reciting the encyclopedia.
I would say Barkov, but.
I don't know.
He went off the rails this week.
If anybody was was anybody at that autograph signing yesterday, was he sober yet? Because he himself has been partying his ass off.
Yep.
Crazy. Trevor says, I love how Tobin roots for Brad Marchand, unlike the past 4 years where he hated his guts. Yeah, welcome to sports, Trevor.
That's how it works.
Yeah, welcome.
Like
Trevor just wants to hate.
Trevor, would you like a brochure?
You know what's amazing?
This is sports, and this is how it works.
Here's what's amazing about that is that, first of all, we just looked at him like we look at Tkachuk. Did not know he was this skilled as a skater, right? So, yeah, I'm glad he's on our team.
And he's glad not to get punched by Sam Bennett.
Which he stated, which was funny.
Although Sam Bennett not on the vacation, probably because he's too busy counting his money. Sam, where are you? You just hear like the cash machine in the back. He goes, oh, sorry, guys. I'm counting Vinny Viola's money. That's how much he's paying me this year. He's just I'm just so rich. Dade South says, Mighty Ducks hated Carter Banks. Then they loved him. Was it Carter Banks? I don't remember his name. Banksy. Yeah, they did. until they changed the division lines. Gordon Bombay got him on the team. He was not mad. He was not happy about that. By the way, Anthony Chang, Miami Herald, and Barry Jackson have a blog going on. Mm-hmm. And he says that it's also worth noting, The Athletic's Anthony Slater reported Wednesday that he'd have legitimate Jonathan Kuminga interest per league sources. Among others expected to explore the idea of a sign-and-trade as the market materializes. They say the Heat has some level of interest in Kuminga, but currently is exploring other potential moves, according to a league source. So it's on their radar, Leroy, to look at Kuminga.
Radar! Radar! You know what I have in my radar? Rain, thunderstorms, draft picks gone.
I never knew you were such a draft junkie.
I mean, listen.
Would you feel better?
It's like you don't really want something until you see somebody you know that has it,
right? And especially if they don't need it.
And I'm looking right, and I'm looking at all those draft picks with the two top teams in the West. Mm-hmm. The East is the worst conference right now.
Yeah.
So in the best conference, you got the top two teams with all the draft capital. This sucks.
Well, you know, I mean, look, who could have seen the Terry Rozier trade coming? You know, his neck got hurt.
I'm not even talking about the injury. Oh. The injury doesn't bother me. The injury, like, I get. Right? But who else was giving up a first rounder for Terry Rozier and taking on a $20 million contract?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. Especially since it was an expiring deal.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Barry and Anthony write, while trades have happened around the NBA in recent days, the last significant offseason trade the Heat made came when it acquired Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors in August of 2021. Mm-hmm. But the Heat has been active in the trade market this week in wake of not landing Kevin Durant.
Active!
The Heat is believed to be exploring trades for veteran forward Andrew Wiggins, who was acquired by Miami in February as part of the Jimmy Butler deal.
So wait. Let me get this straight. You traded your star for a guy in a draft pick.
And Davion Mitchell.
And after 25 games, you're trying to trade him again?
I don't think he wants to be here.
I got you.
There are whispers that the Lakers kicked the tires on Andrew Wiggins.
Those are whispers.
But LeBron didn't want to play with him to start off with.
LeBron's more of a veteran guy, you know? What about Wiggins for LeBron?
Really?
One last dance.
Yeah, now you want LeBron.
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Austin Reeves?
Don't want to make you happy?
No.
We have Austin Reeves with baggier shorts.
this is terrible.
It's not terrible, buddy. We're going to have a great night tonight,
yeah.
Okay?
Walter
we have
Clayton
pick
Jr.
20. All right, yeah, see, exactly. Who want to be? That guy's got swag. He does.
Knows how to win.
Polk County, stand up.
Knows how to win.
Polk County.
Yeah, Lake Wales. Oh, my
God. You are.
He said last year before the Final Four, you know what he said? Jennifer, you want to know what he said?
Yes, I do.
Dan Day, you want to know what he said?
I can't wait.
He was asked about who he could have dinner with. Three people, dead or alive. The first name out of his mouth, Eric Spoelstra. How about that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
You tried to trade him 27 times.
Who? Spo?
Don't act stupid.
I did it one time. One time I talked about Sportland.
Let me tell you something. You could build bridges your whole life.
Hey, man. Take it
oh,
easy.
Hey. Don't finish that joke. Don't finish that joke.
Hey. Was my point made? Thank you. All right.
Leroy's sadness has now turned into anger.
I'm just so frustrated.
He's distraught.
I'm distraught.
I don't understand it.
What do you mean? mean you don't understand?
Leroy, you can't compare your team that had a losing record last year to the team that won the NBA championship and has like 18 first-round picks over the next 3 years. You just can't.
But it also would be like you being Calgary right now. And like if you're a Calgary Leroy just realizing, being like, man, I can't believe what we get, what we got for Matthew Tkachuk. And he's sitting here, three straight runs at the Stanley Cup, two cups to
no,
his name.
No, but here's the difference, right? If I'm Calgary, I could justify it by saying I didn't want to pay him. Okay? I mean, the fact that Heat DNA is all over the NBA with all the stuff you traded to get guys that, like, either haven't worked out, been hurt, or whatever, like, the payoff isn't there. Right? Like, yeah, the years with Jimmy was great. But the payoff with how it ended wasn't worth it.
I don't know. That's a pretty good run. Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty relevant. All right. I can think of some other teams that haven't been relevant in forever.
Right.
Yeah. OKC has been a while, and Houston's been a while. Look at them.
Anthony and Barry Jackson are saying we're active in trade talks. Okay.
Really?
Maybe Ryle's got something to happen. Maybe I'm going to walk into that building tonight.
Last time we were active with trade talks,
maybe
Terry Rozier.
Maybe we're going to.
They use the same music, don't they?
I think they do.
Yeah.
Maybe I walk in there tonight, and then it's like the Miami Heat have Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know what?
Maybe that happens tonight.
And maybe I roll over, and there's a unicorn next to my bed. Same difference. Hell's wrong with you. Like, you've lost your mind. I ain't buying it.
One would say, though, you wouldn't have liked OKC's path because you would say that brings a loser mentality. And now look at them. Champions.
You know what's going to happen?
Tate South says, and maybe Rihanna's waiting for me at home.
Yeah. Right.
Just walk with me, dude. Just watch the draft with me tonight. All right, listen to our draft coverage. Myself, Solana, Tommy Tighe. All right, and we're gonna talk about that 20th pick, dude.
Is it 2 out of 3? Ain't bad.
Glenn Rice is gonna be on the show.
G Money.
Alonzo Mourning is scheduled to be on the show.
Tell G Money, I say what's up.
You're gonna talk with the draft pick too.
We should talk with the draft pick.
We used to kick it back in school. People don't realize, everybody talks about Michigan, they talk about the Fab Five.
If you don't hear me on
Glenn Rice actually won a championship.
If you don't hear me on the show tonight, it's because, and just so this is like just for my safety, it's because Pat Riley has probably locked me in a closet, and Bernie is beating me up with a sack full of nickels. He goes, what'd you say?
Hey, you know what you'd probably say? Hey, could you make it a sack full of chicken nuggets because I'm hungry?
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry.
All right. So
you're not a Heat lifer.
What are you hoping?
Oh, who do I want
after tonight? No, I'm just saying. Oh. I don't know because I kind of have a feeling that the Heat are going to make a trade.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels like that, huh?
Yeah. It has that feel.
Interesting.
Would you like so? Let me ask you, depending on the guy that you trade,
yep.
Would you take him over Kuminga? Or would you rather have Kuminga?
Well, what's guy? I need to know the guy. Like, I can't just pick Kuminga out of
anything. It's the 20th damn pick.
Oh, so would I rather have the 20th pick or Kuminga? I'd rather have the 20th pick.
Really?
Yeah.
We could give Golden State their 20th pick back and then take Kuminga?
No, you can have Wiggins back. I'm keeping my pick.
Wiggins back?
Yeah, that's who you can have. That's my offer.
Oh, Wiggins for Kuminga?
Mm-hmm. That's my offer.
I tell you what's funny. They're doing a lot of rollbacks when they thought Jimmy was going to be the guy.
They paid him a lot of money.
Yep.
They paid him a lot of money.
Yep.
Got to give that agent credit. He staged that whole
Dr. Toboggan, Kuminga, good, cool name. Isn't it Jonathan, though?
It is Jonathan.
Yeah.
Okay. He's working out in Cleveland, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
What's in Cleveland? Is he? Where's he from?
Well, he was born in the Congo. but he went to high school in West Virginia.
Wow. Wow. Gotta tell you.
Culture shock.
Gotta tell you. Is it?
From the Congo to West Virginia? From Georgia to West Virginia is a culture shock.
No. They're sitting there thinking, like, we're in America. They don't care, right? I mean, where did he go to college? Where did he go to college?
I don't think he went to college. He went to the G League. Yeah, he played for the G League Ignite. Okay. That whole experiment.
Yeah.
He also went to like three different high schools. Then he went to New Jersey.
Wow.
Dude, it's going to be a great night tonight.
Really?
Great night tonight. We got to pick. We got to pick.
Can I just say this?
We got to pick.
The only thing that's saving your ass.
What?
Is that I ain't going to see you for a couple of days.
Why are you so mad at me? I didn't trade.
No, because here's what happens. Tobin does not care what it cost. Tobin sees the shiny new thing. He wants it. He wants it. Every sport. I want him. Woo! I want him. Whaling. I want him. These are the ramifications that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, but I didn't get anybody.
Yeah, but that makes it worse.
No, it doesn't make it worse.
Because you're trading first round picks and assets for... I mean, everybody got your picks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not everybody has our picks. OKC got our pick from the Clippers, and the Hornets have one of our picks. It was a bad trade, but not everybody has our picks. Don't do that. For years they did, because we have a lot of picks for the big three trade. And then the Goran Dragic deal. We're trying to win, baby. You know?
Okay, Gogi was trying to win and being 37 and 45,
Okay, but Goran, we were supposed to bring him with Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh's blood stopped working. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. No, I'm not even complaining about that. But so wait, let me get this straight one more time.
I don't want to revisit every one of these.
When was the last time Goran played for the Heat?
2021.
Okay.
But we paid off those.
We paid off those.
Yes.
Stop talking about them then.
What do you mean?
We're done with that debt.
Okay, fine.
We got a good history with the 20th pick.
We got
2007 Jason Smith.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
2020 Precious Achiuwa.
Precious.
Some other noteworthy.
I don't trust nobody named Precious.
Other noteworthy 20th overall pick.
Since when is Precious a boy or girl name?
You want to spin the block on Precious again? He might not come back to the mix.
No, but I'm just saying. When is Precious? You know what? I found out another name that's a boy or girl name.
What's that?
Amari.
Hmm.
No, met a girl. Her name was Amari at the PT.
Did she punch a fire extinguisher?
No. Oh. No, I was thinking Amari Cooper. But that's okay.
Oh, that's now, who you're going to? Not Stoudemire? I feel like Stoudemire's the number one we got
to. And then to top down, now we got Precious? We got Precious Achiuwa and Precious and My Precious and
I think you need to have a drink after today's show. I'm a little worried about you.
Are you going to be in the jacuzzi today?
In fact, I'm going to let you go take a break, okay? I'm going to let you but want everybody to tune in tonight.
I'm just
draft coverage right here on 560 WQM. Myself, Solana, Tommy Tighe. We're from the Heat's house. We're going to have a great time. So don't worry about it, dude.
Hopefully you still have the pick. It's not too late. The Heat could do Heat crap, and the pick will be...
Hey, Glenn, if they trade the pick now, do we have a show?
It's already paid for.
So we have a show no matter what?
Look, Dan's like...
Oh, yeah. you go tell Tommy Tighe he doesn't get 5 extra hours.
I just wanted to know. I was sitting here. I was curious, Dan Day. I was like, do I have a... If I get in the car and it's like, and the Heat have traded their pick for DeMar DeRozan, am I sitting here being like, hey, Glenn, we're just doing DeRozan highlights all night?
DeRozan.
Paid for.
Oh.
Theoretically.
Oh.
Wouldn't make me happy.
Oh. So now we're going to play them. Can I just have a rule? One rule.
Yep.
Tonight.
What?
If we trade any first rounders, it better be for somebody under 30.
What about Giannis?
And Giannis. Okay. Giannis 31.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the cutoff.
But wait.
Just want to make sure.
There's some exceptions to the rule. Giannis is definitely exceptions. Okay,
I just want to make sure. Just doing your.
DeMar DeRozan.
I'm giving you. Listen. Just take. Sit, relax. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk to my guy, because UFC 317 is coming up this weekend. Hanato Moicano. Money man.
This is.
Money Moicano is joining the show. We're going to talk about his fight and talk some Panthers with him. And I need you to calm down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here, 560 WQAM. Very excited to talk to our next guest. Trains right down here in South Florida. One of the most fun, most talented stars in all of the UFC. Hanato Money Moicano joining us here. He's fighting this weekend, UFC 317. And he's going to be taking on Beneil Dariush, a matchup that was going to happen. But this man had bigger plans that kind of came to fruition the last time around. Money, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
No problem, my friend. Thank you for having me on.
I'm sure you've thought about this a little bit, but like you having the stones to step into a championship fight, days, hours notice. Were there any regrets about it? Everybody wants a shot at the title on their terms with the full camp, but you having the guts to step up in that scenario. Like, were there any second thoughts after it was all said and done?
Not at all. I'm very happy that I had the opportunity. I'm very happy. What happened? I have no regrets. I have no regrets.
Well, it was a heck of a show, man. I mean, obviously shows a lot of stones. This was the matchup you were supposed to have on that card against Dariush. So what is that like mindset when you have to flip back to a guy that you were preparing for and kind of getting back into it?
It's the same. It's a fight, you know. I'm prepared. It's going to be a completely different fight because, like you say, I took the fight on short notice. But I was prepared. But now I think I'm mentally better, you know. And I think on the second training camp, I did better. I trained better. My diet was better. So I'm feeling 100% for this fight.
When you, like, you know, you get that opportunity, does it change your mindset at all as far as, like, hey, what the level is of what are the things you got to tweak to get to? I know that Islam's moved on to another division, but just an idea of being a championship fighter. Like, did you carry anything from that experience?
Yes, that was a good experience for me to fight for the belt, to fight against Islam. And that was a good opportunity. That didn't went my way. But I hope I have another chance to fight for the belt eventually.
Same, man. I mean, it's always a party when Money Moicano's in there. So entertaining. So I want to get your thoughts on this. A couple months back, you were on the broadcast for Dirty Boxing on the Brazilian broadcast for it, and it was a new sport. I was broadcasting on the English side of that thing. What is your thought of that as a sport? Like, it felt like it was all action. The whole atmosphere was kind of a party. What was your experience seeing these first couple of Dirty Boxing cards?
I like a lot. I think that it is one more place that people can fight, right? People can watch fights, and I like the format. You know, I like boxing, but with ground and pound, and you have elbows and spinning elbows and punches. I personally love it. You know, what do you think? Do you like it?
Oh, dude, I think it's so cool. But the thing that was crazy about it was there was this one fight on the last one with Francisco Trinaldo fighting EC Moon, who was a boxer. And I think it was just crazy to see like a guy who's been boxing a long time finally have to deal with elbows. And I felt so bad because Trinaldo was like a damn buzzsaw, dude. I thought that was insane. And I think that's such a funny thing with like, we always talk the boxing and MMA, but man, I don't think the boxers, as great as they are with the strike, I don't think they realize like what it's like adding those tools. So that's been really eye-opening to me.
No, that's a very good point that you made, because exactly like you could tell the guy was a good boxer because he was on the stance like he was, but then he was like that. You have an opening, you have a huge opening on the middle of your guard, and Francisco Trinaldo just destroying him with elbows. That was very impressive. And you know what is impressive than that? Trinaldo is like almost 47. I think he is 47. That's unbelievable. The guy is almost 50 and still fighting. That guy is just a monster.
You feel like you have any interest in fighting that long? Like with that, as long as you're healthy, or do you feel like?
I hope not. 47? No, I hope not.
Yeah. Obviously
47 is like 11 years from now. I feel old now. Imagine 10 years from now.
But there was a big retirement this week. John Jones announced that he's done. What was your reaction to that?
I was impressed. I thought he would fight Tony Aspinall. I think UFC offered him a lot of money, but it is what it is. I don't know what's going on with John Jones. That is this car this accident with the police. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if it was that, but it is what it is. I wanted to see John Jones versus Tom Aspinall. I really wanted to see, you know, if Jones beat Tom Aspinall, I think that would be like undisputed the greatest of all times. But now, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we all did. I think we all felt that way. And you never seem like you know what's going on with John Jones. I'm glad that Aspinall has got clarity, because is that going to be the hardest thing as a fighter? Just like the times when you're like left in the dark of like, hey, what the hell is my path? What's my future? Like, how is it dealing with that as a professional fighter when you don't have a clear plan of like what's coming up next or when it is?
Yeah, especially Tom Aspinall. Like, he fought for the heavyweight interim title and he won, and then you're supposed to unify the titles and then that was the whole whole crazy bullshit that was going on, like they're gonna fight this and that, and then you're just waiting and you're wasting your prime years of your career. I don't like that at all. I think John Jones should not have done that, but again, that's not me, that's Jones. He needs to he needed to think about that before. Now he's retired, so the UFC just will keep going.
As a South Florida guy, have you adopted the Florida Panthers at all? I see, you know, your boy Gilbert Burns, he's big into the South Florida sports. What about this money? Can we get you, are you on the Panthers bandwagon down here now?
Man, I have to tell you, I have to watch other sports. I just watch MMA. I just watch MMA. I have a podcast, MMA, with Gilbert Burns. And I have all this stuff going on on YouTube. So I'm always watching fights and doing, like, videos. So I it's not that I don't have time, but I think I don't have a lot of people around me that watch other sports. So I've been living in Florida for a couple years ago. So I go to the gym. There is all Brazilians or all Americans that watch fights. So I don't have friends that watch other sports, but I need to find other sports like hockey, right?
We need to, because we need to get you. You got to see. I need you judging some of the fights on there, because they get crazy. I mean, sometimes these guys are trying to throw punches while balancing on skates.
Hey, I have heard about they trying to now to make now a like an MMA show, but it's just hockey fights.
I saw some of that. Yeah, I saw.
What do you think about that?
I think it'd be fun. I think the thing that's crazy about it is it's a little bit like, I guess in jiu-jitsu, you know how like you got to grab the gi sometimes if it's a gi match. It's a little bit like that, like where like if you get the jersey and you get the leverage and you're trying not to fall on the ice, because it's kind of like once they hit the ice, the refs don't let them keep going. They try and break it up right away. But yeah. It can get gnarly, and especially if they don't fight, or if they're like, if you have a dirty skater and a guy's not looking, that dude will like crush you right into the boards. So you almost want to settle it sometimes with a fight.
Yes, that's true. And the guy that does that, he got a penalty for that, for crush the guy on the wall?
It depends. It depends if the guy has the puck or not. If it's just a dirty hit and he has like no intention to skate around it, you'll get called for a penalty. Or if you shove, like if he takes the stick and just mashes it into the guy's back, that'll get called. But sometimes they get away with it because the refs don't see it. So just give it a shot. You and Gilbert, I think, need to go get down to Sunrise one time next year. I think you'll like it, Money.
I will. I will try.
So from this, has this camp gone completely smooth for you? Has this this whole preparation, like what's the physical feel like going into this matchup?
Feeling great. Feeling really good on shape. My weight is good. Weight is going down. And I'm ready for Saturday.
With Benil, like the fact that he hasn't fought in a while, though, he's got a distinguished resume. Like, is there any challenges of that preparing for a guy who hasn't fought in a long time?
No. I think even though he's not fighting on the last 2 years, he's still very competitive. He's still probably training very hard at the training. But I don't keep that in mind. You know, I just focus on what I have to do on myself. And Saturday, we're going to find out.
And then on the on your teammate there, Pantoja, defending for the belt there from ATT. What do you make of his matchup? How's he looked in the lead up?
Amazing. I was watching his sparrings at the gym. His wars. He always beating up people, and he's just a monster. The kid is a fucking monster.
He really, like, it's crazy. Like, do you feel like he's got the potential? Like, it's hard to chase down like goats and stuff like that, but man, he doesn't look like anybody's in his class right now.
No, yeah. I think probably because he is 125, people don't give him enough credit, you know? Because if somebody was doing that in the 45 or on the 70, like the titles and the fights, I think people would give him a lot of more credit. But since he's 25, I don't know, UFC. I don't know if it's UFC or the fans, but was the same thing with Demetrius Johnson, right? Demetrius Johnson had the same problem. So I think it's a weight division problem.
And you got Teporia moving up for the title fight here. What do you make of his move up to lightweight?
I think his Teporia is a very good fighter too. I think he is very good. I don't know if he will beat Charles. I don't know if Charles will beat him. I don't know what's going on in that fight, but it's going to be an incredible matchup, and I'm going to watch live.
When do you like know it's the right time? Because you moved up from feather to light. So like when do you, I guess, know? Because so much is made of all these champs jumping and whatnot. Like when do you know as a fighter that it feels like the right time to get out of a weight class?
That's very hard, you know, because people have been asking me to move long time ago, and I was afraid. That 55, maybe people will be too big. That was not. I will be not competitive at the 155. But then you realize, man, it's the same. You know, it's not that different. It's not that different. You know, you need to give you some time to get stronger, to prepare yourself to move up. I think Teporia probably did the right thing, and it's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. You have to go with your instincts.
Well, man, it's always a delight watching you. Go check out Hanato Moicano. Trains right down here in South Florida. So tune into his fight this week, UFC 317 against Beneil Dariush. Thanks for the time again, man. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend. See you next time.
All the best.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.